Let's go before the Father in prayer. Our King, our Father, our confidant, our friend, our Savior, oh, how much we thank you this morning. We thank you, oh Lord, for getting us up in our right minds with full activities in of our limbs that we can honor you, praise you, worship you, and just give your name the glory that it is due. Father, we thank you that we know just a touch from you, no matter what's going on in our lives, will make everything all right. So we thank you, Lord, that we can get up this morning here on the TMC call to touch and agree, to lay our things, whatever it is, our concerns down on the altar to give you praise. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family for the reason why we are here this morning. Father, we ask that you will bless them indeed, that you make every crooked path straight and every rough place smooth. Father, that you do the above and beyond all they can ever ask or think, and that you give them wisdom to do it in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the voice of these peace who would come and give us a word this morning. Father, we thank you that you've already prepared them, that you've already massaged their hearts, oh God, their minds to deliver it just like you gave it to them. Father, and that we are listening and willing ears, and we are doers of the word. Now, we might bind Satan in Jesus' name, and we give you praise. And we also lift up the those who are in the path of Hurricane Maria. Oh, God, that you just give a touch over there right now. We give you praise, and we call it done. It is in Jesus' name we pray. And we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us. And we thank you, Lord, for the miraculous things you're doing in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my TMC family, you know, as I always say, from my heart to yours, I just love, 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 love me some you. Go out and have a blessed day. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting everyone this morning here on this beautiful Tuesday morning. And thank you for that great tag. Just a touch from Jesus will make everything all right. And also, thank you for the powerful prayer this morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And I, along with Minister Willis, says good morning. And if this is your first time, we give you a special greeting this morning here on the Master's Call, which is our telecommunication sanctuary. We're here every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, 5 a.m. Pacific. And we are so thankful to God that this call was started back in October 2010 through two beautiful women of God. They are none other than our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we also give God glory for our scripture that we stand on, and it is Psalms 88:13. It says, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. We also have a mission statement. It is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also invite you to invite your family and friends to join us here on the Master's Call, because it's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful way to start your day. We are so excited that we are about to approach our anniversary month, which is in October, so we want you to invite as many people as you can, because we're expecting great things from the Lord here on the Master's Call. We also encourage you to go to our website. It is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on that site, as well as the bios of our speakers. And then you'll notice that our theme for the year is in 2017. By faith, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. Now, some of you may say, you know what, I want to be a part of this ministry. I want to do something as unto the Lord, and this is the time that I can do something. Well, listen, we want you to come and join us, because we are so thrilled and excited about what God is doing and what he's about to do, and we know that it'll be a blessing to you as well as to us. So get that information, too. info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or yours truly will contact you. You can also send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports to the same info@themasterscall.net. Now, also remember, Fridays we do take your prayer requests as well as your praise reports verbally. So we encourage you and to encourage your family and your friends. If someone wants somebody to pray with them about special issues, we definitely will do that Friday as well. So we just want to share with you that many of us are part of a phenomenal health and wellness company that's been established well over 26 years by the Diaz de Leon family. It was called Artist International. We are under the umbrella of Artist Life, and we're so excited about what God is doing with these wonderful products. Oh, my goodness. I tell you, I get thrilled every time I hear another testimony, and we're constantly hearing testimonies on what these products are doing. Healthy is the best place to be. So get more information. You could get with the person that invited you to this call, or better still, you can go to the new morning motivational call that's held every Monday through Friday right after this call, and that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#. Today is Presidential Tuesday, and I know some great information will be given. And if you have if you're with one of those companies that want to charge you or charge somebody else, here is a bridge number. It's 857-957-1147. That's to get a free call in. 857-957-1147. Well, listen, I'm getting out of the way because I know that we have a woman of God who loves the Lord. She loves people. I tell you, every time she gets on the call, she says good morning to everyone and happy Tuesday, happy Wednesday, happy Thursday. She's always excited about God waking her up in the morning. And of course, you know that when somebody wakes up like that, that they are in the Lord. And we just so blessed and thankful for this woman of God. It is none other than the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox, who entered the political world in 2006 as the 79th Assembly District, which is an AD female state committee member. In 2008, Minister Cynthia was elected as the 79th AD female district leader and has held her position as such for the past 7 years. She serves as the DC 37 union member and a board member at a number of charities and business groups, as an active NAACP Bronx branch member and New York State chaplain. Minister Cynthia focuses on advocating for families within the 79th district and on issues of social services and economic needs, and her goal of implementing self-efficiency. In addition to her advocacy positions, Minister Cynthia sings gospel at the AME Zion Church on the Hill and is the floor captain at Concourse Village, as well as an entrepreneur. Honorable Cox holds a certificate in Christian ministry from the New York Theological Seminary and is a graduate of the NYPD Citizens Police. Yes, she can arrest somebody. Honorable Cox is known for her qualities of determination, perseverance, resiliency, and her work on her entrepreneurship program. She is a valid entrepreneur and distributor of Artist Life. We so love and appreciate her. We thank God because she is from the Bronx, New York. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, none other than Minister Cynthia Cox, the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox. Are you there, Minister Cynthia?
Yes, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, woman of God. Take it away.
Thank you so much, Minister Brenda. I appreciate you so much. I'll tell you later. But good morning and happy Tuesday to each and everyone. Praise God this morning. We just thanking God this morning. And thank the TMC family and guests that join us. But I am so grateful this morning. Just want to say I did my 2.9 miles walk. I'm still on the kick with the others, weight loss. So I'm grateful for that. And first and foremost, I want to thank Minister Willa for that tag this morning, just beautiful tag and our prayer. And thank you, Minister Bennett, for introducing me this morning. I appreciate you so much. And, Lord, I'm just so thankful. I'm just shouting, Lord, here in my home this morning, thanking God and praising God for the two amazing women that started this TMC called the Master's Call, Dr. P.K. Rotten Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherford, which is Mother Eagle. I just thank them so much. And, you know, it's just like sometimes, I'm on a prayer call, Bible study call on Tuesday, Monday night and Wednesday, Thursday night, and it just talks about things and what we're doing here and what's going on with us. And people need to come closer to the Lord because of what God is doing. These hurricanes is for a reason. And one of my pastors, Bishop, says, they seem to still don't understand it. But, you know God is working in my life. So I just want to say, let me just thank God. And thank God, if I can see, thank you, Jesus. Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for your loving grace, mercy, and healing, and protection, and provision. Lord, you are good. Very good, so good to each and every one, Lord. We love you and we adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Well, Lord, I'm just going to come to you a few minutes because, you know, I hear Dr. P.K. and Dr. Vanessa Weatherford talk about series. And as I go through my Bible and read the series songs, I guess sometimes I love because some songs just touch my life and things that's happening to us. And we got to understand, and I read before, I came to you before in Psalm 17, and now I'm going back to it, and we have a second, third part of this, and I'm going to do the second part, which call upon God to protect you. Call upon God to protect you. So, you know, I understand that God is with us all the time. He's not there sometimes. He's all the time. Like some of our individual would deal with Artists International. They're there sometimes, not all the time. Because right now, I just heard so many things that's just touching my heart. And just, I had shared information with individuals, but Lord, they left town, and there's two females. One was just buried on Friday. She had a massive heart attack right after the Labor Day. She called her husband, told her to call the ambulance, and he did, but they worked on her, but she was unable to be saved. And we went to his home on service on a Friday, and her husband really just, you know, sometimes men is not like women. You know, we are break down and cry. Men just, they just stern faces, not serious, until they put that casket in front of her, in front of him for that last view. That's when he really lost it. But in the meantime, we still praising God because, you know, he doesn't make a mess. He knows when to leave us. And then in the church on this past Sunday, I went to the parade. We have a parade in New York, Athens Day Parade. So I attended that parade and got a mess call in the evening time that one of our parishioners fell out in church. Oh, my God. She's one of the leaders there, and about Sunday night, she had crossed over too. And they said that she had a heart attack. I said, Lord, I think about our Protestants. We share, but people have to listen. That's all I said. We got to listen. That's why I said, God, protect us. Let me go and, you know, not get, I'm just so excited this morning and want to say God call upon us. God call upon God to protect you. Oh, let me just read from chapter. We're going to go to chapter 6 through 12. I'm just going to read a little of that. I'm not going to go through that in verse 17. So if you have your Bibles, you can read it. But in the meantime, you can read it at another time. Call upon you, my God, for you will answer me. Turn your ears to me and hear my prayer. Show me the one of your way and greater I have. You who save by your right hand, those who take refugees in you from their foes. Keep me as an apple in your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings from the wicked who are out of destroy me from my morals of enemies who surround me. They close their callous hearts and their mouths and speak with anguish. They have tracked me down. They now surround me. With my eyes alert to thrown to the ground, they are like a lion hunting for prey, like a fierce lion crawling on us. Father God, we just say, let me just say, I call upon the God for protection. Oh, God, we need protection. I read the 91st Psalm every day. For that is God protect us if we understand the reading of the word. Let us say here, David pleaded with God to give his full attention to his second matter, also a very crucial one. He asked the Lord to shelter him from the individual who were seeking to take his life. Amen. His appeared God's faithfulness and his love for his people and despite the wicked and character of his violent enemies. That's why they say in my community, I thank God for where I'm at and what God has put in my, and I said to one lady, she says, oh, you do this? I said, yes, I have many hats tonight. God gave me the gift. I said, we all have but we have to wake them up before we leave. But I believe and I declare that God will hear your prayer if you believe. If you read 6, go back and read verse 6 out of that 6 to 12. And what we said to us, we got to understand that God is always on his throne. He's always happening. David was securing his right to call upon the Lord to rescue him. He knew God would answer him because of the promises. And God given his people, although requested God's attention humbly. And he also requested a bold, and I like bold and confidence. He was not a stranger seeking rendered favors, but one who shared God's covenant and one of God's chosen beloved sons. But, you know, I said to an individual last night, we was reading some things and coming out of Peter's, First Peter says, God of our own people. But we are chosen generation, royal priests, a holy nation, peculiar people, that we should show forth the praises of him who shall call upon you out of darkness into his marvelous light. That's why I say God protect us. He protects us all the time, so we have to just understand. I just thank God every day. Reading D, as God shows you the wonders of his great love, but he saved all the truth and all the refuge to him. That's verse 7. David was a daring situation of Saul men surrounding him and began to choose. That's verse 9, 1, and 1 Samuel 23 to 26. You can read that, and the time goes, I don't have a lot of time. Yet despite the grim outlook, David revealed great faith in Jehovah. He called upon God to show his love and kindness and spoke to God in faithfulness to his covenant. We understand that we must be faithful. We must be faithful. We got to stay on the throne, thanking God every day we wake up, and I thank him. Throughout the Israel God history, God has done many wonderful miracles and out of the ordinary because of his steadfastness. His steadfastness. Okay? And we understand that God is a God of order. He's not confused. He doesn't have confusion in your life. He keeps your life moving forward. And that's why I thank God every morning when I woke up this morning and I went out to do my walk and I got there. My other friends wasn't there. But, you know, I said, God, go woke me up. So let me keep moving. I just, every day I thank God. I call upon God to rescue me from the wicked. That's reading from 13, 14. Because David paid that the Lord would intervene and step into the enemies from slaying him. Due to disappointment, meaning to stand before or to confront disappointments. and literally translate them before him. God has been our light. He's been our, he's just understanding. And when I look at what the God has done for me, and reading from Psalms 3:3, it said, but God, you are one of my shield, my wonderful God who gives me courage. Oh, yes, he does. He gave me courage because I just don't understand sometimes how people, we are here with a health ministry. Some people can't hear you. I just say they're not connected to the Lord, and we can't, and then, although they look at me, and two of my sisters left with heart attacks, I can share with them, but God, they can hear me. But God knows best. And 2 Chronicles 16:9 said, the Lord searches all the earth. He searches the earth for people who have given themselves completely to him. Have you completely gave yourself to God this morning? I have. 2 Samuel 2:9 says, he protects those who are loyal to him out of evil people. He will silence them in darkness. Power is not the key to success. I went and I shared with you John Maxwell, also his Bible. John Maxwell have a Bible leadership. And so, you know, I understand leadership. I understand all of that. But see, God is protecting us throughout no matter what we're doing. He is on the throne to help us to move forward. And let me just say, in my thoughts of every individual choosing choice to our own destiny, how can we choose to live in the present, determine how we live in the future? The most critical decision we ever will make, whether or not to accept Christ as our Savior, the Lord. Why? Because we can only be righteous and justified by our faith in Jesus Christ. And in righteousness required before we see the Lord, we have no righteousness of our own. Therefore, it is won by faith that this righteousness of Christ can be impacted on us. Reading later on, you read 2 Corinthians 5:21, Philippians 3:9. This scripture clearly says that who has received Christ does not receive the full reward available to them. Some believe to spend their life focusing on the things pretending to be of this life. They do not invest in themselves, invest their time, build to them financially, or it's just like we invest in ourselves in Artists International to get healthy. I believe in that. I went to the doctor once last week, and the doctor said, you are healthy. And all I can say, I thank God for all his products. Like Minister Brenda said, the best product on this side of heaven. It is to really, we have to understand what we have here. But in closing, I want to say, let us understand that God will take care of us, and also God will protect us from all evils, for anything that's going against us. And I know that sometimes I thank God for this call, because I used to listen, but then I never thought I would be here doing this. But I said, God said I was chosen. So I have to thank God, and thank God for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and what they have done here for this call. We're coming up on our 7th year, and we thank God for that. But in the meantime, let us get back focused on calling upon God to protect you and thanking him for each and every one this day. I want to say, everyone, go out and give somebody a hug today. And ask them, but the Lord, you are my shield and my strength and my refugees. In Jesus' name we pray. Back to you, Ms. Brenda.
Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, Minister Cynthia, for that profound message on God's protection. We so appreciate you for that message. And we will ask you back to give us our closing benediction at the end of this call. We're going before the Lord in prayer. Oh, heavenly, gracious Father, we thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness, because we know that it's better than life. We glorify you and we honor you for being the God of our salvation, for being the God of our strength, for being the God of our deliverance, for being the God of our protection. We thank you, Father, for this woman of God who have given us a message, Lord, to depend on you in all our ways, O God, to remind us that it's only in you that we have divine protection. You are our shield, and you are our deliverer, and we thank you. We glorify you. We honor you that you have chosen us to be your very own. So we thank you, Father, for this woman of God. We ask that you continue to strengthen her and bless her and protect her, Father, from all harm and danger. We thank you, Father, for using her to the glory and honor of your holy and righteous name. We thank you, Father, for blessing her going out and her coming in. We thank you, Father, for her being an advocate for many, Lord God, who's always looking out for them, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for using her in that capacity. We ask that you continue to strengthen Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Lord God, as she continues to minister to her mother in such a special way. And bless her mother, too, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for doing a work like none other through her hands, through her heart, and through her mind, and through her spirit. We thank you. We glorify you, Father, for Dr. P.K. Patton. Father, we ask that you continue to strengthen her and her husband in such a manner, Lord. We call her healed by the blood of the Lamb. And we know that no weapon formed against her will prosper. So we thank you, Father, that you're restoring her to better health like never before. We thank you, Father, for all those that are sick and shut in. We ask a special blessing upon Kendra Carter, Lord God. We call her the healed and the whole by the blood of Jesus. And we say, we speak healing from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Lord, we thank you that you're more than able to give her a new brain, Lord God, to restore every portion of her mind and her spirit, Lord God. We thank you for doing it in Jesus' name. We ask a special blessing upon Mr. Flanagan, Lord God, that you continue to strengthen him. And all those, Lord God, that we don't know about, Father, we thank you for restoring and healing in such a manner. We ask that you, Lord, comfort those that are in bereavement, Father God. Pastor Vanessa, Lord, the homegoing of her spiritual daughter, Lord God, and all those, Father, that have lost loved ones, we know, Lord, that you can comfort like no other. We ask you, Father, that you continue to strengthen Artist's life in its entirety. Papa and Mama and Elvia and Alejandro Diaz de Leon, we thank you, Father, for keeping them in perfect peace as their minds are stayed on you. We glorify you, Father, for all these blessings. The people on this call, we know, Lord God, that you're going to strengthen them this day and the days to come. And as they walk in your spirit, walk in your truth, Lord God, that day will be a day like none other. In Jesus' name we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, we know that you want to share this call with someone else, so please give them this number, 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The pen is the same, 957-677-POUND. And remember that we do have the new morning motivational call coming up next, and it is Presidential Tuesday. I'm sure you're going to get some vital information from Executive President Candy Mosley. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Again, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister. Oh, and I want to say this. We will be having a call this coming Saturday. Yes, we will. I say a call, but it's a webinar. You want to join in on that. It's artisttv.com, artistlifetv.com. Get on that webinar, 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, because we're going to get some great information from artists on what this company is going forward with. I am so excited about that. Okay, with that great information, now I can say it's such a pleasure to host each and every one of you this morning. We love and appreciate you. Please come back and join us and bring somebody with you tomorrow morning. Thank you again, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting everyone. And thank you so much, Minister Cox, for that powerful message this morning. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Yes, thank you so much, Minister Dennis. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Thank you. Thank you so much, everyone. God bless you this morning. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, who does not look to the proud, those who turn and side to the false God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless y'all and have an awesome day.